AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. According to the New York Times, one of the pilots on the German jetliner that crashed in the French Alps can be heard on a cockpit voice recorder banging to get back inside the cockpit. The newspaper cites an unnamed official who says the locked-out pilot can be heard trying to smash the door down. Earlier, French officials said the recording picked up voices and sounds, but was routine. Two Americans who were on that flight were from Noakesville, Virginia. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
At this time, we can confirm the deaths of U.S. citizens Yvonne Selke and Emily Selke. We are in contact with family members, and we extend our deepest condolences to the families and loved ones of the 150 people on board.
American warplanes are busy over Iraq, apparently targeting Islamic State forces that are fighting to keep control of a stronghold in the town of Tikrit, the hometown of Saddam Hussein. On another front, AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports President Obama is giving cautious backing to Saudi Arabia's intervention in Yemen.
A White House spokeswoman notes the Saudis are acting at the request of Yemen's elected president and in concert with the Gulf Cooperation Council and following a UN vote denouncing the onslaught by Shiite rebels. The statement says while U.S. forces are not taking direct action in Yemen, the president has authorized logistical and intelligence support.
The first batch of severe weather in this year's tornado season has devastated an Oklahoma mobile home park. One person was killed there in a Tulsa suburb. A small twister swept across parts of Moore, an Oklahoma City suburb where 24 people died in an EF5 tornado in 2013. This Moore resident tells KWTV that yesterday evening's rush hour storm was a force.
I didn't even lose much either. It's more of just the shock of it.
Some 80,000 power outages reported in Oklahoma. This is AP Radio News. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who abandoned his post in Afghanistan and was held captive for 5 years by the Taliban, has been charged by the U.S. military with desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. Armed Forces Command spokesman Colonel Daniel King says Bergdahl faces stiff penalties if convicted.
But dishonorable discharge, reduction to the rank of E1, total forfeiture of all pay and allowances, and possible confinement for life.
A former University of Oklahoma fraternity member caught on video leading a racist chant says he's deeply sorry for his role in the incident. Levi Pettit was surrounded by several black leaders as he apologized during a brief news conference.
All the apologies in the world won't change what I've done, so I will spend the rest of my life trying to be the person who heals and brings people of all races together. That is what I hope and pray comes out of this.
This followed a meeting he had with civil rights activists and pastors. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.